A few months ago, New York Democrat Andrew Yang announced his climate change platform in a picture-perfect spot on the Portsmouth waterfront. Cloudless blue sky, boats rocking in the nearby marina.
Thank you. On a beautiful day like this, it's easy to talk yourself into the fact that climate change may not be bearing down on us and pose an existential threat. But the numbers, unfortunately, tell a very clear story.
And some Yang's plan to respond to that threat comes with a multi-trillion-dollar price tag and a headline.
It is worse than you think.
But even as the entrepreneur detailed a path to making the U.S. carbon neutral within the next few decades, some voters who came to listen were still uneasy. Cynthia Harriman of Portsmouth says she's not convinced climate change will remain an urgent priority for candidates or voters at large.
It's such a gradual thing. It's like the frog in the hot water. We aren't necessarily feeling it all the time. And oh yeah, then there's a huge storm and we go, oh yeah, climate change, we ought to think about it. And then as soon as it's nice again, we stop thinking about this. But that's why we need even more attention on it, because it doesn't do that kind of daily nagging that some of the other big problems do.
Those other problems are the ones that have dominated the campaign conversation, including the televised Democratic debates. According to the New York Times, out of 11 hours of speaking time in the first four debates, climate change took up just over 30 minutes. The issue isn't only competing for airtime. It's hard to talk about even when it is in the spotlight. Portsmouth voter Valerie Enders was also at the Yang event. She says some potential climate solutions, like a widespread shift toward a plant-based diet, feel overwhelming to her.
When you think about whether that's actually doable, and considering that we don't have control over the rest of the world, it's very daunting.
Some are trying to make this massive problem more accessible by breaking it down into specific topics. New Hampshire-based yogurt maker Stonyfield is hosting a series of campaign forums on climate and agriculture. But so far, the events have only drawn candidates who are lagging in things like poll numbers and debate appearances. One of those was former Maryland Congressman John Delaney. Like many candidates, he says he wants to make the U.S. carbon neutral by 2050.
I believe we can do it, but we have to start acting now, and we need real solutions, not impossible promises, to this challenge.
Delaney's solutions include a price on carbon and an end to fossil fuel subsidies, both common features across most candidates' climate plans. But for voters like Elizabeth Deutsch, they seem easier said than done and tough to really unpack on the campaign trail.
It is hard to take science and move that into a quick soundbite. There's so much education that has to go on in order to make the true scope of this problem really understood.
Other voters say climate change does feel urgent, but the presidential race isn't the best place to talk about it. John Mara from Ringe came to see New Jersey Senator Cory Booker speak at a coffee shop in Derry a couple weeks ago. Mara says most big climate policies will take years to develop and enact, whereas issues like immigration reform or income inequality feel like more immediate concerns.
And there's no doubt that climate change is a threat. And I'm not, you know, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that it's not important. It surely is. It absolutely is. There'll just be a longer gestation period on it. I just think it's a 20-year, it's a 50-year issue.
That is the timescale of most of the candidates' climate plans. Some relatively simpler solutions, like rejoining the Paris Climate Accords, are listed as day one goals. But for many New Hampshire voters, the overall issue seems to present a paradox. Climate change is happening both now and far in the future. It feels both urgent and too big for any one politician to solve alone. And the anxiety that comes from that is hard to address with a soundbite or spending plan. Haley Monahan-Forgione is a Derry resident who came to that Booker event.
There's still that fear that once people are in office, it's going to be put on the back burner like a lot of other issues have in the past.
As for Cory Booker, though the candidate lists an ambitious climate plan on his website, it didn't come up in Derry at all. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Annie Ropeek.